Hey folks, this is Rob from Awakened Voice at awakenedvoice.com. Just phoning it in on Audio Boo with a quick update. I just picked up a couple weeks ago the new iPhone 4 and wanted to offer some thoughts on the device. It's been certainly a much talked about device from the point where Gizmodo published the leaked photos of the device that was stolen, found, however you want to characterize it. Gizmodo had what was going to be the iPhone 4. And so people have been talking about it since then, and it was a huge launch, and I decided to get in on the pre-orders. I previously had a phone for over 2 years that was a last generation type of phone, Samsung Blackjack 2, which at the time the Samsung Blackjack 2 was sort of a big deal. But the iPhone has obliterated most of the phones that we felt were quality or had a lot of features, and really redefined what it means to be a smartphone. So. I waited on launch day for a couple hours outside the local Apple store, got there early in the morning, and it was just a question of, since I had a pre-order, waiting in the line. And big question is, what's the change? And I think for a person like me, coming from a situation with a non-iPhone, it's a much bigger change than somebody with an iPhone 3GS, for example. I do have an iPod Touch 32GB, which is a lot like the iPhone 3GS, but there's a lot of things that don't necessarily work as well. Location doesn't work as well because there's not a built-in GPS, and although you do have a speaker, there isn't a microphone built into the handset. You have to use a headset. And of course, you can't, create media and immediately upload it. So for me, a lot of the things are just a big advantage as a result of the fact that, I'm able to do the things that I couldn't do on my iPod Touch. So that was definitely a bonus from the get-go. The other thing is the styling of it definitely makes it feel like you have a premium device in your hands, whether it's the aluminum antenna around the outside or the glass on the front and the back. It just looks and feels like you're holding a premium device. It seems to perform pretty well on my 3G tests in the Albany area. I got over 2 megabytes down and over 1 megabyte up. Which I'm pretty happy with. That's faster than I was able to get on my other phone, and it's of course much more usable because of the great touchscreen. Which the display, by the way, and there's a lot of talk about the Retina display. It really is wonderful. It even though it's not any bigger than what I had before with the iPod Touch, it is much sharper and the colors are much richer. The camera is probably the other big feature. Really, really nice camera. Even though it's only 5 megapixels, it really takes good pictures. Not great pictures. If the light conditions are a bit challenging, sometimes the white balance looks a little bit off. But that's basically what you can expect with any phone camera is going to be limited to some of those aspects. But the videos at 720p look really good. My biggest gripe with the videos is that if you upload them directly from the phone to either Facebook or YouTube, they get compressed, which means you really need to bring them over to your computer before you can upload them so that they look good on the web. Another great thing, geotagging of photos, so that when you take a photo, there's actually in your gallery on the phone, there's a places tab, and you can actually look at photos and videos based on where you took them. So that's just a little bit of a quick review. So far, so good. I can't make any complaints on it. Except, well, maybe I've had a couple of crashes that I've had to do a hard reset on. But all in all, I'm very happy with it. And, I look to enjoy this for at least 2 years or perhaps more before something better comes out.